When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Let us go to Bethlehem and see. Let us go."
Hello, my friend. It's still Advent, and we walk our final days towards Christmas, but possibly new days. Hopefully we let ourselves be new, even as winter and its own sort of cold rustiness settles in around us, and we may be longing for another time. This is the time we're in. But it leans into and celebrates the brand new time in Christ Jesus our Lord, the new time that people may name differently, but what we've come to know. And if you are a Christian sister or brother on this message with me, the brilliance, the light of Christ. And in fact, even as this reflection begins, the sun just broke out through the clouds here at the mountain. We sit in St. Joe's watching birds feed, and a light snow falls, so it indeed is winter. It carries the feeling of the week before Christmas. And I found myself reading St. Clair this morning, so let me share a bit of it with you, and then the gospel, and then hopefully a short reflection that would help all of us feel ourselves around and before a Christmas tree, an anticipation of what we're looking for, and yet a seeing it now, a seeing it right now. This is a time of hope, and has it looked to us the brilliance of a new time. St. Clair of Assisi wrote long ago, to us, I believe now, place your mind before the mirror of eternity. Place your soul in the brightness of Christ's glory. Place your heart in the image of the divine essence, and transform yourself by contemplation utterly into the image of his divine divinity. That you too may feel with his friends, feel as they taste the hidden sweetness that God's very self has set aside from the beginning for those who love him. Tripping over the male pronoun and yet knowing God is a loving God, Mother, Father, God. I opened this morning, and you might want to reference it, Matthew 1:1-17. It's the gospel given for today's Eucharist throughout the world. And it's the book, The Genealogy of Jesus, in Matthew beginning and telling us the son of David, the son of Abraham, this Jesus Christ, that Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah, and his brothers, and Judah became, and then it flows on and on. We hear about Obed and his mother Ruth, and the father of Jesse, and we hear women and men throughout all these early times anyway, that birthed, that bore, that gave life and light to the lineage, the parenting, the what we call genealogy of Jesus the Christ, unfolding down to the father Joseph, the husband Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. For many generations and many peoples and up out of the earth and from the very beginning of the creation, from the God's own imagination of us, the bright brilliance that we hear in Clair, his glory, God's glory, place that in our heart today, that image. As we look out at a multifaceted and burdened world and maybe the demands of this last week of Advent as we approach Christmas, I'm thinking now with you and remembering just a week ago when we cut down a tree here at the mountain, as is our custom on our Advent overnight with students who are leaning into, not Christmas, but final exams, and are pacing in place, worried, anxiety over how things will go, which is so true in our world, and your heart right now may be mine often enough. And yet there's a moment now, not eternity, yes, but eternity in the nest of our hearts, the place Francis and Claire would invite us to be, the place of your soul and the brightness of God's glory, that mirror of eternity that though is imaged here now. We cut down this tree and brought it into the house, and some put lights on it as others gathered around to make a huge wreath that still glows outside our porch. You might remember it if you've driven here at the mountain, and especially in the winter when we have many lights around this wreath, and it welcomes us. It brings us into a moment. It's like a bright image, a mirror of God's eternity, the wreath of life fact that there's a tree inside, and we climbed to the chapel that night having cut the tree, not yet decorated, but with lights on it too. We climbed to the chapel and had an evening prayer, but a briefer one, so we could come and gather around the tree, and that's what we did. Almost 30 of us in prayer, lifting up different prayers, the prayers that rose differently from each of our hearts, for grandparents or cousins or people who were sick now or died during the year, or the anguish in another part of the world, place of anguish in our own hearts. Each of them, each mirroring ornament, each bright light that went besides the other lights, some carved and some painted, some made by hand, some manufactured elsewhere, maybe in another country, each in its own way illumined the night, but it was the light of the prayer, the light of the hearts that placed them there, and some with tears, some us hugging each other as the joy broke out, or pain, or a little bit of laughter, is the secret prayer, is like the lineage of Jesus, like the many generations, like the different people who were longed to have a child, a daughter or son, who eventually were the ones who birthed in this long line. Joseph, the husband of Mary, of her was born Jesus, as Matthew tells us, is called the Christ, the light, the anointed one, the brilliant one that breaks in on our darkness right now. And even as the sun is even brighter now than when I began this short meditation with you, and think of those ornaments and those students just a week ago and all they brought here, and everything that converges in this time, everything that comes together, because it does in Christ. You might not be there in your heart, the faith of Christ, but I dare say, that brilliance, a brightness that Claire calls us to. And if you open your heart, if I do again, to this Christmas, it isn't just many trees and many ornaments and lots of lights here or other places, but it is this one, born up out of generations, born up out of the heart of the one God, the one longing you and I have right now. The bat that goes, yes, around our own trees as we have decorated them or will soon, and baked and cooked and bring each other to tables and places others, but it is again the one table. It is the one light that breaks forth right now. So let's hear the rest of Claire as I read this again and move into whatever meditation you might have. I just treasure these moments, and I'm glad we're together in this as our hearts hold the world. And as I ask you to hold all those aches of all those students and everybody right now, we can bear that as Christ bore us, as Mary bore Christ. Place your mind before the mirror of eternity. Place your soul in the brightness of God's glory. Place your heart in the image of the divine essence, and transform yourself by contemplation utterly into the image of God's divinity, that you too may feel what his friends feel as they taste the hidden sweetness that God himself has set aside from the beginning for those who love him. Cast aside all things, Claire continues, in this false and troubled world that ensnare those who love them blindly. Give all your love to Christ, who gave himself in all for you to love, whose beauty the sun and moon admire, and his gifts are abundant and precious and grand without end. I can see the smile of Claire, who longed for us to see, and our students who long to see brighter days, and some see brilliance but barely hope that it might last beyond an A on an exam or going home. And yet in this moment now, you and I, in this last week, enter with others a long lineage of women and men who would bear, and now we do, the light for the nations and the peace of Israel, the new Jerusalem. And you and I might pray right now with Claire, who asked us to long in that image and bear that light. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Let us go.